I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, December 8th. There were 50 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 742. Quincy's positivity rate remains at 3.57%, and Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 138 deaths. The Quincy City Council has approved the purchase of the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive and a vacant piece of land on Harriet Avenue in Montclair. Officials voted unanimously in favor of the proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to purchase both properties for a total of $4.15 million from the Community Preservation Fund. The former nightclub will be torn down for a passive park in the future, and the Harriet Avenue site will remain open space. Governor Baker is defending the MBTA's plans to cut some service to make up for revenue loss caused by the pandemic. Baker says it doesn't make sense to run empty trains and buses, and says the cuts will ensure that the T is able to provide full service when the pandemic ends. The state is in the process of changing the exit numbers on Route 3 on the South Shore. Transportation officials say the southbound side of the highway is complete, and they're about to begin work on the northbound side. The old exit numbers will also remain for at least the next 2 years. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Tuesday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News update for Tuesday, December 8th.